views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome to Blacks in Business Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network. Peace, greetings, Bibi Fahodie. I'm your guest host this evening, Erica Foxy Mama Parker Smith, with my sister friend, business partner, and co-host, Miss Onyx Burrell, co-founder and creator of Mentis Key, an artisan skincare brand. Okay, you say hi, sorry.
I said hello. Being silly.
And I'd also like to give a big shout out to Brother Scotty of the Black Talk Radio Network and Sister CC and Brother Robert, and thank you all for allowing us this platform to connect with the people and hopefully offer some inspiration, motivation, and information. So if you'd like to get in on this, please call us toll free at 1-866-510-9025, or you can dial 704-802-5056. Enter a question or get in the comment queue and just hit ** and watch your background noise. And we are here. Sister CC hosts every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, or 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, so tonight's topic, we are going to be talking about pretty much like the myth of the married entrepreneur and work-life balance. So do you want to kick it off, or you want me to start, Onyx, with how you want to do tonight?
I mean, there's so much I would like to say. So I think you should just start and I'll just chime in.
Okay.
Because we have to address a couple of things, what support is.
Right. Why don't we start with that? Let's define support before we even get into like the mythology of it all. So just to give the conversation a framework and to give it, some context. So let's talk about support.
So what does
support look like to you?
Well, support, I think, in terms of talking about small business, entrepreneurial terms, and solopreneurs, when they're referring to support, they mean financial support. They mean investments financially, but also time, promotion, networking, just emotional support, too. So because we're talking about spousal and marriage within entrepreneurship, there's also that too, emotionally supportive, cheerleading, motivation, things like that. Were you going to ask something?
So, no, I think that pretty much covers it. From a business perspective, yes, it's all those things. And also one thing that we did not touch on, also childcare.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that.
Speaking of which, I have to excuse my child. Excuse me. August, can you please leave? Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so you're better than me because we made all of ours go to bed over here. Sun's still out slightly, but it's like, go to bed. Thank you. Like, it's a school night. So let's kick off, because this whole conversation and why we picked this topic tonight, both of us being mompreneurs, and there were some things that you and I were both hearing from different people. as far as being two moms with husbands and children, and people just assuming that because there's a spouse in the picture that somehow things are easier.
Yes, and we do also have to note that not only do we have, you know, spouses in the picture, but they're actual business partners of ours too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so that's like a whole nother layer of when your spouse is your business partner. Yes, so I mean that's like a whole another layer of complexity, because then you also have women who are mompreneurs who are also married, but their spouses are not their business partners. And so they're not always getting the quote unquote support. They may get financial support, or they may get, you know, the cheerleading, or sometimes they don't get any of that. And so that's part of that mythology that we want to address. And hopefully in addressing it, that nobody takes offense to some of what's going to be said. But you just never know, because everything offends everybody these days. But
I know.
Because something, and I'll, and you know what, I'm going to throw it out there, because something that I hear from my single mompreneur friends is often like, oh, well, you have a husband.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
And it's so in my mind, I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? Like, we still have, it's like, I'm still a woman. I still got stuff. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and the support network that I see people who are single mothers have, as a married woman, I don't think we always get that support, because everybody figures, oh, you got a husband, you good, you don't need the help.
Yes. So there's lots
it's
of,
like, you
know, there's
live-in
perception,
help.
Assumptions and stuff. But, you know, there's also this idea that when you become married, like, take up the entrepreneur pin out of it, when you become married, you become a couple, a unit, a single thing.
Yes.
And it's like this idea that, you know, a lot of women, myself included, was, you know, taught the same mythology that, you know, go get yourself a husband good, and make sure he has a good job and a car. That was like the requirements coming from where I was. It's like, make sure he's a nice guy. Actually, nice guy wasn't even at the top of the list. I kid you not. It was awesome.
Right.
Does he have a job? Does he have a car?
Yep.
Then he's good.
Can he take care of you financially? That was it.
Yeah, so we got some, you know, some patriarchal, some misogynist views that a lot of us have unlearned. Yeah, and it's like,
right.
And, you know, on the other side of the coin, I have, you know, I can say personally, and you might have experienced the same thing, I have noticed that if I present my husband, there's a different response. And this is not just for Amentis Key. This has been going on for our other ventures that we've done too in the past. For instance, in photography, I mostly photograph women. And I noticed that there was a different oomph out of them. They were more ready to work when they were dealing with him. You understand? So it's like there's,
you know,
some stuff. It's really weird. It's weird stuff. But the things that I've noticed, and I'm like, the response is just, it's different and it's more positive. And so there's also a positive, not just like, oh, you're not getting support, but there's also that perception that it legitimizes your business. So we got to talk about that too.
But it also, I think, not only legitimizes your business, I think it also, on some level, legitimizes you as a woman.
Yes.
Oddly enough, in some circles. Not everybody, because it's like, once you kind of, you get to that point, it's like, okay, so you're a wife. That's a part of your identity. It's not your entire identity.
Yes.
Like, you're still this whole person.
Yes.
You know? So that's something, you know, to touch on. And I think to go to your point about the perceptions of, you know, when women, how they interact with you versus how they may interact and things like that when your husband's present, it kind of goes back to this whole, like, Sterling K. Brown. Like, you know, he won the award today. Like, people love his character on This Is Us. Everybody loves Beth and Randall. Like, there would be no show. Like, the show just would not be as awesome as it is without Beth and Randall. But it's also that thing of, and then all of a sudden you see him in his personal life and you're like, oh my gosh, he has this beautiful black wife and these beautiful black children, and you see this happy, beautiful black family, and that like up to stop like 1,000,000%. I think that, and oddly enough, my husband and I had this conversation today about how men like that go against every stereotype that we always hear about, you know, the absentee black father, the you know, the man not being involved with his children, not being supportive to his wife, not being, you know, like in love with his, like, even though there are scores of examples out there, they don't get that much burn.
Yeah, right.
And the numbers don't bear that whole mythology up either. So it's like when people see reflections of that, that's what I also think it is. And just like we're saying that having a husband legitimizes us, I think it also legitimizes men too, because it's like, ooh, wait, he must not be so bad because somebody chose him.
Yes, he's confirmed.
Yes.
And so that's
like,
the thing,
that's that cosign.
Yes, and that's also, you know, going back to partnerships, because marriage is a partnership. And it's like, it is a contract, you know, whether
it's a business.
Right, it is a business. So it's like contractually, you know, speaking to women who have complain that their spouses don't support them, and it's like, well, what is the exchange happening? You know, it's like, how much support do you think you need from this person? Because a lot of times you really don't. So a lot of times that's being used, lack of support from their spouse, as an excuse not to be working their business. So we're not gonna, you know, we're not just talking to about single women who don't have husbands but they're trying to run their businesses. You know, it's also women who have husbands that may or may not be emotionally invested in their success or financing it. It's like, but what does that even have to do with the things that you know you need to do? That's usually my response is like, what does that have to do with it?
Because I wanted to bring, instead of being like divisive, like I really wanted to show that we all have similar business struggles. You know, whether you have a spouse or not, you know, there are still things that come, you know, just across the board, being a mom, trying to be a mom who has a career, you know, whether your business, you can work from home or you work outside the home at your business, either way, like, there's still some juggling and work-life balance stuff that has to happen. And then when you, I think the thing that people often assume is just like what you outlined, that people assume, oh, your husband got you. Like, you can go off and do this little hobby of yours and hope it turns into a business because, you know, you have this other stream of income coming in. When people don't always know that, guess what? I even pulled up stats for work from home / stay at home dads. Because that dynamic is shifting. You know, because there are more women in the workforce, women are getting more degrees, moving up that corporate ladder. And so financially, sometimes when you look at what you try to balance the cost of childcare and you look at, okay, who does it make sense to stay home? And sometimes when you sit down and you do the math, it doesn't always make sense for that to be the husband, because the wife at this point, and in what, almost 50% of cases, is making more money. So she may be the person to go out there, and it's like, okay, well, you can then, you know, we can do that. But then I've noticed that society frowns upon that. If a woman stays home, nobody really says much. But you flip that, and then all of a sudden they're looking at, you know, well, why can't he get a real job? But if it was you at home, nobody would say that.
Well, yes. Well, and I was going to tell you, from being most of my entrepreneurial journey has been me staying at home. Well, my mompreneurial journey has been me staying at home. And it's funny that you brought that up, because they're actually complaining that I'm not working a 9-to-5. Oh, you just let your husband do all that? Because I come from entrepreneurial with this. You know what I mean? So they're on some whole other level. So I'm getting looked at like, what am I doing wrong? Because I'm staying at home. I'm working at home, you know? And they're like, well, what are you could be doing this, you could be doing that. And I'm like, I'm building my business from home. We good. Stay out of our business. And that's the thing. It's like, from the outside looking at it, it's like there's always going to be some complaint. That's what I was going to, you know.
But see, but the thing you just said, you were like, we're good. But at the same time, you and I both know, because we're both like, oh my gosh, if somebody could just like help us sometimes with these children, we would get that much more work done.
I'm specifically talking about we're good as in stay out of our business, in terms of
You,
right, in terms of using that as a reason not to show support, because they don't feel like I'm talking about me personally, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like staying at home in this climate, like you said, where women are out there getting degrees and making more money in the corporate world, that expectation mm-hmm. is now there. So if you're dream chasing, if you out there building a business and they're like, well, why should I help you out? Why should I watch the kids? Why should I do this? Why don't you go get it? It'd be different if I was like, oh, I'm going to work, which it was.
You could just like, get a job.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I was going to work, ain't no problem thinking of these kids. If I'm going to a vendor event,
Well, I mean, we've both dealt with that, because conversely, my husband actually is a work from home dad. So mm-hmm. because of, you know, him being an illustrator, graphic designer, doing all those things, he can do that from home. And so mm-hmm. we made the decision a few years ago, like, why are we paying all this like crazy prices for childcare? Mm-hmm. They can just stay here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And once we, because he did work, you know, for some agencies for a little bit. And when those things just weren't panning out, because it would more or less be just a like, okay, we're just behind in our graphic design work, we need somebody to help us catch up. And then once that was done, it was over, you know? So, and then there was like a boom in that industry. So it got to be like really competitive, and people willing to work for $10 an hour, you know, on projects that would traditionally cost thousands of dollars, you know? Mm-hmm. So the marketplace kind of changed. So we just looked at it and we were just like, okay, well, we're not going to stress about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it did take a little bit of getting used to on our part mm-hmm. also.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, so when I hear people say, and now it's a little different because we're both at home since I quit corporate America back, you know, in April. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me the number of times that we've heard over the years, well, why don't you just get a regular job? And it's mm-hmm. like, so have y'all done like what childcare cost and how like all that's going to do is add an extra bill in here, and then
you'd
we're going to like
childcare.
I'm right.
Like, it's crazy. And it's like, especially
like,
if you're the type
of parent sense.
Who
like,
cares
help
where
us.
Your kid goes. Right. If you care where your kid goes, those prices are up.
Right.
And it's not to say that people who can't afford quote unquote better daycare don't care about the kids, but it's like if you are adamant that you have to get the best possible child care that you can get, and that's what we were looking at. You know, we were looking at it, we're like, how can we justify this cost? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I mean,
when
it
you're
was,
paying
well, because then people say, oh, we'll
condos,
make more money.
You're, like, you're paying rent. You're paying rent money. I'm like, I could go over here and invest in a property and rent it out for the amount of money I paid for child care, which I did.
Yeah. Right.
Which
I mean, that's something that I think it needs to be said, because, like I said, I kept, like, the past 2 weeks, I can count on both hands how many times I heard people, whether it was saying it to me personally mm-hmm. or in conversation, saying it about someone else. Oh, well, mm-hmm. she's okay because she has a husband, so that's not gonna, this isn't gonna affect her, she has a husband. I was like, but you don't know what their situation is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so assuming that, or even assuming that, okay, their funds commingle
mm-hmm.
or what their whole dynamic is in the background, we don't ever know that. But we all, and that's the thing that I really want to stress, is that we all have those same, like, you're an mm-hmm. entrepreneur, you're probably, like, depending on what stage your business is in,
mm-hmm.
we're all, especially if you're bootstrapping. If you're bootstrapping mm-hmm. and you're self-financing, guess what? We all got that same struggle, whether we got a husband or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether there's a spouse in the picture or not, like, we're all having that same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing about childcare. Like you said, whether you're at home or working outside the house or whatever, that's still, even though there's two people there, that's still a conversation. Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's still something that my home office right now, I put a baby gate in the door, right? Mm-hmm. So that I could keep my children out of the office mm-hmm. and they could still come and talk to me and see me and all of that. But now I'm still, it's still an interruption because mm-hmm. I have people throwing toys in here at me. I have people that want mommy's attention still, mm-hmm. even though it's like I'm working, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like still trying to balance all of that and giving them the time and attention they need mm-hmm. and finding time to get all of the work stuff, business stuff done that you need to get done.
Yes. And honestly, then, I can tell you, I have yet to come across a mother who is sincerely claiming that she has found this perfect balancing act, because it's just not there. And it's like, right. I hear you, and I'm laughing, because, I mean, you have three. And I remember mm-hmm. when I just had one, and that was a struggle. Now I have two. And that's a whole mm-hmm. other struggle. And it's like, that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons why I had started Black Mompreneurs. Black Business Moms. Yeah, it was mm-hmm. Black Mompreneurs. We changed the name to differentiate from the rest. But it was like, I know that there's women out here going through this. I cannot be the only right. one. And the chances are, if you have a question, it's already been asked. So I'm like, let right. me go ahead and find some women who have already figured this out, because I don't know what to do.
But you know what I have figured out in that is the fact that we learn that each day is going to change. Mm-hmm. And some days it's like, okay, they're just going to have to wait until you finish whatever it is you're doing, especially mm-hmm. depending on what you're working on. If things are time sensitive or whatever, it's like, okay, no, I have to get this done. Mm-hmm. You know, and then other days, business kind of has to be like, okay, I'm going to have to wait until they go to sleep mm-hmm. and pick this back up, you know, yes. or wait until you can switch off and do mm-hmm. those things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I found that when there isn't a spouse present for whatever reason, mm-hmm. people still have a very solid network of help, whether mm-hmm. it's other moms, their friends, or their family. Mm-hmm. People will go that extra mile. And I'll go ahead and put this out there too. I was a single mom at 1.2. Mm-hmm. Like, Jamal and I got married when our oldest daughter was about a year and a half old or so, mm-hmm. around there. Or actually, yeah, she was, oh no, actually she was about to be two. Now to think about it, she was about to be 2 years old.
Yeah.
And so I know what that's like. And so sometimes, you know, I do have women who say, oh, well, you don't understand. And I'm like, oh, no, I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. do all of what you do and work a full-time job, still have your business that you're building, mm-hmm. and a newborn.
Yep.
And I can remember the nights that I called my mom in absolute tears because I was so exhausted, because I literally was getting 2 hours of sleep, if that.
Mm-hmm.
So after several weeks of that, I finally just like broke. Like, I was just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm losing it.
Yeah.
Because I had really had no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something that I will say, it toughened me up. It made me resourceful. I found out who my real friends were during that time. You know? And I was thankful to have my mom and other people around who actually loved and cared for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy for that, because I couldn't have done it without that, you know? Yeah. But even then, it was just like, and I'm still working on this, and our oldest is now 8 years old. I'm still learning on how to ask for help.
Yep. And the thing is,
and
too,
to tell somebody like I'm not okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like single women deal with that, single moms, especially new mm-hmm. moms, and then there's mm-hmm. women who have spouses that, they have spouses, but yet they're still going through the exact same things.
The exact same thing.
And I really, what I, yep. you know, and I think it's like an underappreciation from others, period, across
period,
the board,
yes.
I really believe that. because people just expect you to that maternal instinct to protect and mm-hmm. you know, cater to your kid and nurture them to just kick it. It's like that takes time to build. So again, it's like where the support system is. Even though you're a single mom, you said you called your mom, you know, talk to her, you crying mm-hmm. about it and whatnot. It's like mm-hmm. sometimes that's all you need is just to vent out your frustrations. And people look at moms like they're crazy when they're yelling, you know?
Like, or not only that, I think it's also, it needs to be said, it's okay to say, you know what? This is getting on my nerves right now.
Yeah.
This is a lot for me right now. And that, in especially in this, that we talked about, you know, the moms recently in the news that we know, celebrity moms who committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And people typically like are depressed because they feel like they can't say that. Mm-hmm. Like they can't be vulnerable because for whatever reason, it's going to tarnish their brand. It's going to, you know, what are people going to think and all of that kind of stuff. So a lot of times as women and as mothers, we suffer in silence and we make ourselves martyrs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? We no longer know. Have to do that. And we don't have yeah. to do that.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say that it's all right. Mm-hmm. And to let women know that, like, we share common struggles. We really mm-hmm. do. As women, as moms, as business owners, all of that. Like, it really is the same. And the only balance that you can honestly find in this whole situation is the fact that some days it's going to be 80-20. Mm-hmm. Other days it's going to be 10%, 90%. Mm-hmm. And that is the balance.
Yep.
And you address those things that need to be addressed in that moment mm-hmm. and throughout that day. And that's it. And that's all any of us can do. All we can do is show up and be our best selves each and every day. Like,
and
rinse
and
repeat.
Some of the reason why I, you know, from talking to quite a few mompreneurs, some of the reason why I feel like it's especially hard for mompreneurs to ask for help or admit that they're struggling in something, specifically because they strive for that 100% in mm-hmm. every aspect of their lives, and it's frustrating when you can't meet that.
Do you think it's that? Because then there are people, you know, there was a thread the other day talking about people didn't even want to admit that they work out of their home.
Yeah,
and it's
well,
like,
some of it is,
okay
but
you're starting your business out of your home. Like,
but the underlying cause is because
they're
home. The underlying cause would be the pushing for 100%. And it's like mm-hmm. when you, and especially the ones that know what it takes to build a brand, they have a hard time acknowledging the shortcomings. They have a very hard time because they spend a lot of their time blocking those out until it can no longer be there. At least from my experience of talking to some of the women that come to find out it's not all gravy, where the perception is that it's this beautiful thing and really it's just chaos. And we should just expect that, but somehow it's so catches mm-hmm. us off guard. But I suspect a lot of that is because striving for 100 and only want to presenting the best versions of them, and then also, you know, that whole social media psychosis, I don't know the right word, guys, mm-hmm. where people really only want to put their best foot forward. For the most part, you get those one-offs that you know, lavish and relish and are stuck in their struggle, where they mm-hmm. found a home in there and they like to share that. But for the most part, most people just want to give you the polished version.
Right.
You know, so
I mean,
like,
well, because, you know, people are projecting that whole like success image mm-hmm. and it's like people don't want to ask questions and they don't want to, it's like they need the help, they need the support, but they also want to keep that facade up of I'm a successful entrepreneur, I'm a successful business owner. And I think that even not only like we're talking about women, but I think that kind of spills over to men as well. And it's like, it's okay, nobody's expecting you to know everything mm-hmm. because the only way that you learn how to be a business owner is to be one. Like, you can read books, you can take seminars, you can go to trainings, you can get coaches and all that kind of stuff, but we all learn by doing. Because there's theory and then there's practice. And it's that same, you know, it just the dynamics are, they're the same. It's like, I just want people to understand that and stop. Like, tonight also is about, okay, so we are going to really quick take a short break and we'll be right back.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
All right, and we are back. If you would like to join us, you can click the link for Black Radio Network, Black Talk Radio Network, .com, and listen in on the show and get on the line. So, as I was saying, tonight's show was also about just taking away the excuses, because we all have reasons, you know, and struggles and obstacles and things that we are working through and overcoming to realize that dream and taking steps towards our goals, all of us. And so I will just say, for me personally, it really like annoyed me when people are like, oh, but you got a husband, and I'm like, okay, and what's your point? I'm like, that's also a whole nother person that now, in addition to these three children, that also needs my time and attention too. So it's like, you know, it's like, in some instances, like, some people just have the children.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, when they go to bed, the world is done. Because around here, when everybody goes to sleep, hubs included, I am up typically getting stuff. On the phone, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock. Like, finally, they're out, all asleep. All of them.
Right. And we're up working, right? And we're talking, keeping each other company, talking through whatever it is that we're, you know, that we're doing. And that right there, and even that, I will say, because oddly enough, we started talking more because of the husbands. Because there were certain aspects, so we'll touch on that, about, like, you know, them being our business partners also, because they would be like, I don't want to hear about SEO, you know, or I don't care about your system of coming up with SKUs.
That's exactly it's like, what we started talking honest, about it. You know? Yes, because he was like, I don't want to hear another word about SEO. And I was like, fine, I'm going to call Foxy.
Right.
That is it. I forgot about that. I was in a obsessive SEO binge. All of 2014, 15. That was funny. I'm sorry, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I mean, but that literally is why we started talking, because I know sometimes Jamal will look at me like, what are you talking about? Like, I have no concern about that aspect of the business. And I know last night, rolling his eyes at me, even though he entertained it because I was coming up with our system to create our SKUs for the new brand. Because I was doing product pages and I needed to input the SKU information. And I'm like, oh, let me work out my system right now. And so I'm talking, I was like, does this make sense? And he's looking at me like,
yes, he's looking at you like, not my role. Get out of here. Not what I do.
Like I said, he entertained it. He was like, you know, yeah, it makes sense. And I'm like, are you just saying that just so, you know? And it's, yeah. So, I mean, it's just funny. But yeah, it's like, it's moments like that that it's like, okay, so you still need a support system.
Yeah.
Because it's sometimes like they just don't want to.
You need a team. And that's
the bounce ideas off of.
Yes. It's like, know everybody's strengths. And it's like, sometimes, and for us, I know that you struggled with this too. Sometimes I'd be trying to force Lee into a role because I need it filled. I need it filled ASAP. And I know that he's capable of it, but he's like, I don't have time for that because you got me doing this, 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 and this. So it's like, sometimes we crack the whip on them. Like, oh, we need this done. This is our husband. You better get it done. So sometimes, I mean, so for some of us, wifepreneurs, we do that too. We do. And it's like, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Like, right. I don't know how else to put it. And it's like I said, it's a team effort. Usually, if your right. spouse is your business partner, but that's under the pretense mm-hmm. that you are business partners. And sometimes, right. like you said, if we're not hearing what we want to hear from them, we'll call each other or whatever and right. ask certain questions. And it's like, my child, sorry.
But, or even if they're just asleep and they're like tired and they mm-hmm. are done, it's like, okay, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And they're right. just like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And it's also, so that's part of that work-life balance too, because it's very easy when your spouse is your business partner to, and I have been guilty of this also, when I'm like, oh, I have this idea, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's just like, really? We're going to talk about this right? Like, we got to talk about it right now. You mm-hmm. can't just write it down, and we talk about it in the morning, and it's just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, it's pretty like hard
there's
to
a
turn it off.
Storm going on. Yes. Mm-hmm. So finding that balance. I mean, and we are much better about it. I'm much better about it now because I will just, you know, send an email to myself or write a note or whatever, depending on what it is. But if it's something, if it's like the solution to something that I've been on the hunt for mm-hmm. several weeks or, you know, couple of months looking for a certain supplier or something like that, then yes, it's like, oh no, you're getting all this right now. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock. Like, look, I figured it out finally, you know? So there's that. And so again, it's like, there's just that balance. Yep. Like I said, it just is. So, and it's good. And like you said, and all the time, we don't always have them to talk to. And so yep. we do end up calling each other, you know, and talking about mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm like, okay, because I know you'll be excited and you'll appreciate the fact that I figured this out. You know what I mean? Because you understand yeah. the struggle. So yep. we can talk about that, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like they're looking like, okay, that's okay. You're excited because why?
Right.
You know?
I so. It's, I mean, it's a lot. It is a lot. That's why it's like, to assume that people have it together, period, is a mm-hmm. reach. Is a mm-hmm. reach. But to assume that they got it together because of someone else in their life is also a right. reach. And it's like, so when we're trying to, a lot of times we're trying to pick apart what's going on the other side of the fence. To try to
and
see
why
where
somebody
we
else
lack.
Has success.
Right. And try to see what's going on and what trying to problem solve and troubleshoot our stuff by looking mm-hmm. outside. And it's like, that's never going to help. Because even though, and that's, I think, the other major point we wanted to drive home is like, mm-hmm. the grass is not always greener. It's just a different set of variables.
Yeah.
You still have a struggle, and it's like, I have been, I've had entrepreneurial journeys before I met my spouse, before mm-hmm. I met Lee. And I was doing the same, I had the same drive, but I also had the same problems.
Yep.
And that came down to me and
right.
my approaches and whatnot. So it's like the accountability part. That's why I really want to drive that home. It's like, it's not anything that anyone else is doing. And it's like for
right.
some people too. And like I said, if you're being fed all this imagery and it's being, you know, nurtured in you to go out and find a husband and that's going to solve mm-hmm. your problems. If that's what you think is going to solve your problems, you're never going to be happy.
Right.
And it's like, that's what it is. You're not looking for a husband. You're looking to be happy.
Yeah. I mean, because that's one thing, and I know Jamal and I have actually talked about that too, that we weren't always married. Like, we were friends, like, for real, friends on hard, and we've told that story. And even before that, before I started Foxy, I tried other things, too, you know? So it wasn't my first rodeo in entrepreneurship and things like that either. And it's like that drive and that ambition, it was there prior to becoming a mom, prior to being a wife, and it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so those things that people look at as obstacles in their way are actually the things that are going to propel you to be that much stronger and that much better of a business person. Why? Because when you think about it, how creative do we have to like constantly problem solve as moms anyway? Mm-hmm. Married or not? Yeah. Like, we're always got to, like, be creative, and we're always keeping everybody's schedules intact. Yep. Yes, all the time. Planning, worried about things, and looking at things that nobody else is even checking for or paying attention to. And those are all wonderful attributes and skills to have that translate well into being an entrepreneur and a business person.
Mm-hmm. And sure, does it help to have someone who is mutually invested in your success? Sure.
Right.
Obviously.
And we know that that's not always the case.
Yes, and that is not always the case. And a lot of times, when we first started the group, that was one of the questions. It was like, how do I get my spouse on board? It's like,
do your business.
Yeah. They'll come around when they need to.
Right. Eventually. And guess what? It's just, and this goes back to some things that we've touched on in other shows. When people lament about their friends and family not supporting their business. And it's like, guess what? It's okay. Because your friends and family will come along too. And they may not be your demographic. And your vision was given to you.
Uh-huh.
It's your dream. And you can't hang your hat on somebody else buying into your dream in order to be successful, because you got to go out there and work that and find your people that you don't necessarily have to convince that see it, and your dream and your vision and your mission speaks to them, and they're out there. It's out there. Sometimes we just got to cast a wider net, and that may mean leaving some folks behind. And I'm not telling anybody to get a divorce, so please don't take it that way if you're in that situation. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that you may need to go and network with different people. You may need to change the circle of friends that you're in. And that's not always the easiest thing to do. But sometimes for our growth, that is what is necessary. You know, and I know you and I both like phoenixes. So it's like sometimes you just got to burn, you know?
You have to be adaptable.
And come out a new creation. You honestly have to do that.
Like you said, it's more so getting back into the perception of what life is like. And it's like, I don't know. It's like everyone has their struggles. But it's like, I think really what we're talking about is the perceived privilege.
Yeah.
And it's like this, basically, if we left you with anything, it's like, it can be an advantage being married.
Yeah. Under the right circumstances.
And for certain things, like you said, it's like you married and you're looking for child care, you're looking for help with child care. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I mean, it's just our understanding as a society of what this role is supposed to play out like.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get caught up in like what things appear to be, you're missing out on all kinds of other things that you could be focused on building. So I guess I'm still confused as to how this conversation keeps coming up. And like I said, it's very divisive.
It is. Like, because at the end of the day, it's like we're all women who have these dreams and goals and aspirations for ourselves, and it's like, let's come together instead of being like, oh, this person has a whole nother person to assist them or help them or whatever, and assuming that, oh, it's gravy over there, or instead of assuming, you know, well, single moms have an entire support network, you know, because they are single moms. And it's like, at the end of the day, we share similar issues, especially again being business women. You know,
it's like, don't dare,
and we're all
I dare
out here.
Don't go somewhere right without my husband. The question is, where's Lee? Or ask him for help with something. Ask your husband. Why can't your husband do it? And it's like,
and there's a lot of factors that go into that answer on any given day as to why. And it's like, but it doesn't matter. It didn't happen. Like, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong or whatever, but it's like we all got to get creative and we all want a break sometimes, especially when you are very active in your children's lives. and you are like, you want to make productive, healthy, happy, whole people. You want your children to grow into that same type of adult, you know, and we don't want to raise broken children. Like, it's a lot. It is a lot. No matter how, like, parenting just in general is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and it's rewarding, it's exciting, it's exhausting. You know, it's all of those things.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about I was going to say, going back to your experience, you're talking about being a single mom. You know, I haven't been a single mom, but I was raised by one. And a lot of times people would say that to me, too. Like, you don't understand. You don't understand what it's like to be a single mom. I'm like, how? I was raised by one. And she ain't never come with an excuse about why she ain't do something. Seriously. And it's like, I didn't come from a privileged home. Everything she worked, everything we had, she worked for. She was working like...
Now, I will say my parents did split up, but I was also older. I was like in college by the time my parents, you know, separated. So it's a little different. And, you know, but then my mom was a single mom, but then my parents also lived a mile from each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, their houses were a mile apart. So, and we actually had stayed with my dad, myself and my middle sister, and then my younger sister went with my mom, but that's just because of her age, too, at the time. And, so it's like to see how that dynamic of being in a two-person household, going down to a one-parent household, it was a complete shift in dynamics.
Yeah.
There was a complete shift in finances. You know, and it just, it was different. Like, I just, so when I hear people say this, like, no, I totally get it. But my mom has always had some business of her own for as long as I can remember. And never once did she have, like, an excuse about something. She did what she needed to do.
Yep.
She made it happen.
There's that saying too, especially about our moms, you know, and I say ours and our collective moms. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. And it's like they will make magic out of nothing.
Out of nothing.
And, you know, I was telling you that my mom was a single mom. I spent most of my time with my grands, and we have what we call the golden girls. And there are elderly women. And so I got a lot of my wisdom from them. People expect me to be older than I am. It's really just because I hung out with old ladies my whole life. But they would always say that. They're like, girl, I don't know how they fed us. I'm one of 30 grandkids. And I think there's 32 of us just from my mom's mom. And we all spend every weekend there. I don't know how they made it work. I have no idea how they made it work, but they would feed us. We'd be fed. We would be chilling, watching TV, doing whatever, hanging out. And there was just, I think we're living in different times where people are actually more isolated. It feels like there's more connection because of social media, but really I feel like a lot of us are living these isolated lives. And so this whole idea of not having support, it's like, where is this really coming from? It's like, would you have support if you picked up a phone?
Yeah, I mean, it would be beautiful to have, because there are people who also, business owners. Now, let's go and add the other element in there, are the people who are child-free. And then not understanding why you don't come to an event on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or, you know, and it's just like...
Or on the other side, where you don't get invited places because you have kids.
Yes, yep.
And assuming that you can't go on a Tuesday night.
Right. Yep. All of that. So, and it's kind of like, can we just all just come together? And as beautiful as I think it would be to have more sister circles and spaces where it's like, you know what? Yes, bring these kids. They're about to have 12 moms and we are going to mother all these children. Everybody going to watch the babies. And we are going to have adult conversation. And we are going to commiserate, and we are going to bond, and we are going to cry and laugh and be fed. You know what I mean? Spiritually and, you know, physically. And it's just like, and get that rejuvenation that we all need. And you and I have been talking about a retreat forever. Like, we need a business moms retreat.
Yes, we did actually get a volunteer to help coordinate and plan that.
Nice.
So that is definitely in the works. And it's something that it's like, I need it for myself. So if y'all want to come, you can come.
And it also, we're like, you know, where can you... And then we talked about, too, just like having two. It's like, you know, if you really need to bring your kids, okay, let's set this up so you can still have some time to yourself.
Yes, there's actually a mom in our group that will travel. She has a business. I wish I could give a name. Maybe I can email it to you at it. Or I'll just tag you into one of her posts. But that's what she does. She's she attends weddings, corporate events, and things like that. And her and her staff create a room, and they entertain your kids. So you can go. There are options. So some women actually feel like they can't go to a lot of these things. So that's why for Blackness as moms, we try to have family-friendly type spaces. A lot of times they're like, I can't because I got all my kids. And the women in there, I mean, we range from zero. Some women are, you know, haven't had their children yet. Their businesses are children. But then there's some moms in there with 12 and 14 kids.
Right, and they're still making it happen.
Oh, and they killing it.
So it's like,
let's just
and it's like, you know what? Let's just all, like, strip away the excuses and just do what we need to do. And and as I saw today, too, somebody said, it's okay to change the plan, but never change the goal. So let's, like, just be mindful of that. Even if you got to take baby steps. If you can only do one thing for your, towards your dream, towards your vision, towards your business a day, then do that. Like, no matter how small it may seem, do that. Because I know there are plenty of days when I was like, I'm going to take a break today. And I end up doing something. You know? As hard as I try, I end up doing something. So it
that's
just,
because
for me,
when
not
you
to
go,
do something, it takes a lot of effort.
Yes, but when you dedicate time to yourself, that's going to spark your creative juices, and you're naturally just going to be like, oh man, now you have your breakthroughs because you gave yourself a break. You gave your mind a break. Your mind, there's a neuroscience coach, Shante is her name, and she's a neuroscience coach, and so she has all this information about how the brain works, and she has combined that with success training. And it's like, if you just give your brain a break every now and then, you'd be surprised what comes out of it. Last year, as you know, I had to take off a good, 9 months? Which is fitting, actually. This is a amount of time that you go through developing and building a baby in your womb, you know? And I had to take 9 months off. And it was hard. It was very hard for me because I got the, I cannot sit still.
But you know what? Even during that 9 months, having had conversations with you, you may not have been online and actively doing things. You were still doing things in the background.
Like,
you didn't just, like, take a break completely. You know? Like, just be like, nope, I'm just going to set it down. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to talk about it. No. There was still, you were like, okay,
I didn't have a whole 9 months of that. I had 9 months of separating myself from the work and getting my mind in the place where I can actually see the bigger picture, because most of the time we're submerged in it. Most of us, I would say, most of the solopreneurs are in their business all the time. And actually, I went to an organization that my sister was running, a nonprofit. She was doing their marketing, and I got deboed into sitting down in front of the camera. And there's actually a video of this in their promo materials. But we're talking about mother experiences, and they actually had to cut some of mine up because I was straight up about my business. And they're like, they let me go on a minute, and then they're like, what about your children, your family? I'm like, oh, them. That was before the 9 month break. There was absolutely no balance. I was straight up all about my business, and thankfully I did have my spouse there to kind of, and he always is in my ear about that, because he prioritizes downtime. That is very important on his list of things to do, you know. So he'll be like, hey, why don't you turn that computer off? Why don't you stop making that? Why don't you, you know, take a break, take a breath, go play with the kids, you know, whatever. And so that stuff is important. And it's like, I'm always better for it. A lot of times I'm like, oh, no, I don't have time. I don't have time. But again, that's an excuse. There's infinite right. amount of time. Time is a man-made construction. Right? The clock.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. There's always going to be time. And it's like, what you want to do is find the balance. To be like, okay.
Right.
And like you said, it's day by day. And that's, I think, the struggle.
But also, though, recognizing that the people that you may idolize and feel like, ooh, this person is like the picture of success you have in your mind,
mm-hmm.
they have the same 24 hours in their day that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. nobody gets a monopoly on it to get more time. It's just like, okay, so if you're on social media scrolling through Facebook pages, if you're in various groups having conversations and... you know, on Instagram and all of, guess what? You have time.
Yeah.
So it's like really get serious about like, look at what you're doing. You have the time. It's in there during your day. And there are people who will say, no, I don't have time. It's like, but you just sat here on a thread on Facebook for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Going back and forth about something that really isn't Nothing. Even helping you.
Right, at all. That whatever that thread is about, and you and whoever are debating back and forth, or mm-hmm. kikiing about, mm-hmm. is that helping you get one step closer to your goal? And if the answer to that question is no, then you have time.
Mm-hmm.
We all have time. And I catch mm-hmm. myself like that sometimes, because social media is like the time suck black hole.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so being mindful of that, it's like, and just close to
like, right, it's like, oop, I've been on here too long.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is the Kanye meme. The Kanye, that shrug face that he has, that meme. If mm-hmm. I feel the need to put that as a response, that's when I know I've been on there too long. It's like, oh, time to close this off. And actually, it's right. like the way things are evolving, a lot of us are divesting from spending time on Facebook in particular, because it's not right. actually... it's not helping the connections. If you're looking for connecting with people, even on just nothing business-wise, you're finding that it's not doing what it used to. So people are spending right. less and less time on there, believe it or not.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, some people it works for them, but for the most part, it is a time suck. It's like, what yeah. are you doing? So, you know, part of that whole 9-month break, and like I said, I wasn't active online. I pretty much emailed everybody that I would need to be in contact with. I was mm-hmm. like, here's my phone number. If you need yeah. me, call me. But try not.
Yeah.
Because I need a break. And some people did not care. And the nature of when I originally left was very traumatic. And it's like, I just yeah. lost my brother.
Right.
Violently. And I need time. And it's like, some people did not care. And that really, I'm a caring person. And you actually made a mm-hmm. joke about it the other day, because I was helping somebody in the parking lot. And you're like, you just love helping people. I do. It's a compulsion. So when it's not reciprocated, I know that I need to step back and be like, wait, what?
No, but you know what? It's not only that. It's like it's okay. Be that helpful person. But just understanding that the reciprocity may not come from the person that you helped.
Yes, but
it'll show up elsewhere.
To give a better description, it was a customer situation. It was not important, and it wasn't important to them either. And they were trying to rush me to do some things that they knew I was going to take time off. And like I said, in terms of not caring, they were straight up just all about them. And that's when I realized that I had spent way too much personal time with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, okay, well, they're crossing a boundary.
Yes.
I specifically, so taking the break helped me realize where I was effing up.
Mm-hmm. sometimes we need that introspection and that clarity. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, and taking that break didn't kill me. And some of us feel like we can't do that. I'm like, you're going to be so much better for it. Just take a break.
Yeah.
Take a break. 9 months is a long time to conceive of, but it's also really not. It's a short...
But like you said, schedule your downtime. Schedule it.
Yes. Yes. I you know, that's what my blog is about. Ornamental Skis, mostly about, you know, taking self-care time and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
and I had to follow my own advice.
So what is your last tip? We have 1 minute left.
Oh, already?
What would you... Yes, ma'am. It goes by fast, right? Mm-hmm. So what would you say to our listeners?
Our repeating theme of focus on yourself. Mind your business. Don't worry about what the next person is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And take time to really understand your role and your goals.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
And with that, that is our show. Thank you all for listening. You could be a lot of places. And thank you for being here with us on Black Talk Radio. We'll be right back.